आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती। ओ
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्तगोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
There were 7 questions asked by student in verse number 49. 7 questions were asked. What are those questions?
We can chant together.
Yeah, we can chant together also.
Katham pratishthasya katham vimoksha कोसावनात्मा परम कात्मा तयोर्विवेक कथमेतदुच्यताम्।
सो आउट ऑफ 7 क्वेश्चन वी हैव ऑलरेडी सीन द आंसर फॉर 6 क्वेश्चन, 7th क्वेश्चन इज गोइंग ऑन। सो फर्स्ट इज को नाम बंध है, व्हाट इज बॉन्डेज, verse number 137-138, Konam Bandha. Katham esa agataha, how has it come, verse number 139-144. Katham pratisthasya, how does it continue to exist, 145-146, verse number. Answer is given there. Then next question is, katham vimocha, how can one get out of bondage, 69-71, 69-71, verse number. Ko savanatma, kaha asau anatma, what is not self, gross body, subtle body and causal body, we have seen in verse number 72 to 123. Question number 6, paramah ka atma, what is supreme self, 124 to 136. And the last question is, tayor viveka katham etad uchyatam, what is the process of discrimination between self and not self? Shankaracharya has taken 94 verses to explain discrimination between self and not self, from 147 to 240. So all questions will be answered by 240. So where are we now? We are in 212. So Shankaracharya said there are 5 kosas, and he explained each one of the kosas is function, and also explained at the same time why they are not Atma. And in the last class, our Kartik Ramji made a good chart, very big, informative chart, and we explained, we saw it. So up to that is over. Now the Shishya has got a question. What is the question? Shishya Uvacha. 212. Again in 213 you will find Siri Guru Uvacha. Yesterday I explained you what is the meaning of Siri. In the case of Shishya, Siri is not added. In the case of Guru, Siri is added. Okay? So Shishya Uvacha. Mithyatvena nisaddesu kosetesu panchasu. Mithyatvena. These are unreal, you told us. I have understood. These panchakosas are unreal. Nisiddesu, you told us to negate it. Nisiddha. Guru did not tell that you destroy this panchakosa. Be careful. Nisiddesu, Guru told you negate it. What is to be negated? Kosesu, etesu, panchasu, etesu. These kosas that I explained to you, which you can see. How many kosas are there? 5. Then he says, sarvam abhavam bina kinchit na pasyami atra he guru, na kinchit pasyami. I don't see anything. After negating all the panchakosa, I don't see anything. Bina sarva abhavam, except I find there is absence of everything. There is abhav, absence. Nothing is there. I am finding abhav. Then he says, Vigyam kun vastu asti swatmana atma vipaschita. Gurudev, right? By which entity then should the wise man realize the oneness with the Atman? Or you can say, what is there to be known by a wise man as his Atma? There is a bhav. I don't see anything. What is to be known as an Atma? Number 2. Or you can say, what is that by knowing which I will be liberated? Why are we doing this analysis, this inquiry? Because I want to get liberated. So if there is only a bhav there, how will I get liberated? Is the bhav final thing? If you say world is not there, you are correct. If you say world is not there, reality is not there, you are not correct. Reality is there. But the student is saying that I see only abhav. Please explain. Guru says, satyam uktam. Oh, you are speaking truth. Satya, you are right. Satyam uktam. Toya vidvan nipunoschi vicharena, vicharne. In vicharne, you have done the inquiry. And you are nipun. You are good. You are able to transcend 5 kosas. We are not able to transcend that also. But this is has done that much. Therefore, Guru is praising him. You are Nipun. You are Vidwan. You are Vidwan. Nipun, you have done that. You have transcended 5 kosas. Very good. Ahamadi Vikare. What is this Ahamadi? This Ahamadi Vikara are the 5 kosas. Vikara means the modification. These are modifying. Even if you transcend this, if you negate this, still there is not abham. There is a seer of abhav there. That is present there. Like in last class I was telling you, if somebody comes, go at 7:25, go and see whether anybody has come in the shrine. You come here and you see nobody is there. You will say, no, nobody was there. Are you were there? You were present there. Noor was there. Noor was there. Same way, you have seen the abhav, you are right. But who is seeing that abhav, absence? The seer of abhav, the seer of absence is present. So, abhavasya drashta asti. In Sanskrit, what will say? Abhavasya drashta asti. Abhav ka bhi dekhne wala koi hai. Drashta asti. So, in deep sleep you will find, what is our experience? There is absence of thought. Is it not so? Abhav is there. But there is a drashta. There is a drashta there of that abhav also, which tells you early in the morning that you slept very well. There was no agitation in mind. There was no vritti, no thought. It is the vritti which causes all agitation, sorrow and joy. In the same way, here also, there is a drashta is there. So now the question is, how can I see myself? This is the problem. You have transcended 5 kosas. Annamaya, pranamaya, vijnanamaya, manomaya and anandamaya. You have transcended. After transcending, you say it is abhav. Guru is saying that there is a seer of abhav also. That seer is Atman. That seer, you have to know that. That seer. How will I know that? How can I see myself? Unless you come to know Atman, you are not liberated. Half journey is complete. You have transcended anatma, unreal thing you have crossed. But what is Atma? You have not experienced. So therefore, he says in next verse 214.
Sarve yena anubhuyante.
Sarve yena anubhuyante.
Yasvayam nanubhuyate.
Yasvayam nanubhuyate.
Tamatmanam veditaram.
Matmanam veditaram.
Viddhi buddhya su sukshmaya.
Vidhi buddhyatu sakshmaya.
Sarve yena anubhuyante. Yasvayam nanubhuyate. Tamatmanam veditaram. Vidhi buddhyasu sukshmaya.
Sarve yena anubhuyante. Yasvayam na anubhuyate. Sarve, all. Yen, that by which anubhuyante are perceived, yah, that which swayam itself na anubhuyate is not perceived. So sarve yen anubhuyante, everything is experienced by that. That ultimate drashta, the ultimate seer, is the ultimate seer. He is seeing everything. Both the presence of thought and absence of thought, everything is seen by that ultimate drashta. Yes, swayam na anubhuyate, but that is not experienced, perceived by anyone. That is not perceived by anyone. Perceived by anyone means you cannot make him an object like this. Hey, this is Atma. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Can you touch it? No. You cannot make him like this. Therefore, yes, swayam na anubhuyate, but that is not perceived by anyone. In Drigadrishabhivek we have seen, Drigev natu, Drigev, the ultimate seer, you cannot see. You can see an object, you can see the seer of the object eyes, you can see the eyes, you can see the seer of eyes, mind. You can see the mind also, but the seer of mind is not seen. Drigev natu drishyate. So it is wrong conclusion if someone says, I don't see Sakshi, therefore Sakshi is not there. Khatam. I am not able to see my own eyes, therefore eyes are not there. You can't say. With my eyes, I can't see my mind, therefore mind is not there. You can't say that. That is wrong conclusion. So object can see, object cannot see subject. This cannot see me. Seen cannot be seen. Seen cannot see the seer. Seen, object cannot see the eyes. Eyes cannot see mind. Mind cannot see. Okay. Then how can I see Atman? Next question. Tam Atmanam Veditaram Vidhi Buddhya Susuchmaya. Tam, that Atmanam Self, Veditaram, which is the knower, Vidhi, realize. Shankaracharya says, all scripture says, realize, Vidhi, will come to know by what? Buddhaya, by intellect. What type of intellect? Su-suchmaya. Suchma means subtle. Su-suchma means extremely subtle. So we need a buddhi which is extremely subtle to know this Atman. So through extremely subtle intellect, realize the Atman, the knower. So how can I experience Sakshi, which is witness of everything? Vidhi buddhya susuchmaya, subtle intellect. What is this subtle intellect? What is the process of making my intellect subtle? Next question. Susuchmaya. Suchma buddhi means you have a pure, sharp, subtle buddhi, then you can understand. Suchma buddhi means pure, sharp, subtle buddhi. We have seen many times that for realization of the truth, there are only two steps. Step number one, that is said here, suchma buddhi. Suchma buddhi, very pure mind is needed to know it. In Kathopanishad it is said, drishyate to agraya buddhya suchmaya suchmadarsibhi. Suchmadarsibhi, those who are the seer of the subtle, they drishyate, is seen, they are able to see. To agraya, by what? Agraya means very sharp, buddhya, intellect, susuchmaya, the through subtle, suchmaya, subtle buddhi. It can be seen by subtle buddhi. So in Upanishad you will find two statements, and those are confusing statements. Yato vache nivartante aprapya mansasa, Taittiriya Upanishad. Yato vache nivartante, the speech goes there and come back, cannot explain. Like this Shishya went and transcended, negated five seas, and after that he saw only abhav. Even if you see the seer of abhav also, that means when you transcend your mind and intellect is not available, how you are going to describe that thing? Mind is not there. If the mind is not present when I am going out and somebody is coming in, I am not able to see him. Availability of mind is so important. But if mind is not available, how you will define the thing which you are experiencing there? Therefore, Taittiriya Upanishad says, yato vacho nivartante vacha, the speech comes back. You cannot describe, you cannot define. We only can give the indicator. We are seeing the guna, he is nirguna. We are seeing the form with akar, everything is akar, with the form, he is without form. This way we describe Brahman. Yato vacho nivartante aprapya mansasa. You cannot get it by mind. Aprapya. Cannot get it by mind. Cannot get it by mind means what? You cannot get him like an object. Cannot perceive it like that. Like an object. You cannot make him object. Subject can never become object. That ultimate seer can never become object. Then again in Kathopanishad we have just now seen drishyate tu akriya buddhya sushmaya sushma darsibi. It is just opposite. He said, no, it can be seen. Hana? Yato vache nivartante aprapya mansasa, you cannot get it. It's something negative things it is telling. But again Kathopanishad said, no, drishyate can be seen. You can experience it, but you need sukshma buddhi. So sukshma buddhi, we have seen, it is, what is the meaning of sukshma buddhi? Purified mind. Achha, let us see what Gurudev writes about the sukshma buddhi. Beautifully Gurudev writes, how should I know that? That means that tattva, that atman, buddhaya, through intellectual discrimination. Can I know that by intellect? Certainly. Buddhaya, you can understand, emphasizes the teacher. How? Inquired the shishya. With the intellect made very subtle, susukshmaya buddhaya, is the confident and precise reply. You can. Then Gurudev writes, with the gross intellect we see gross thing. Grosser the intellect, grosser the vision. Our intellect at this moment is so gross, so full of sensuality, that we no more see a woman going along. We see only lust moving on legs. This is gross. When the mind is made little subtle, you see beauty going. You see the purity of mind when it happens, what happens? A little more subtle, you see a living being. Make it as subtle as that of a philosopher and you will see divinity on you. See? And of a philosopher's mind and you will see divinity on you. What is philosopher's mind? It is subtle. In Drigadesha Vivek, Asti Bhati Priya Namuru. Ignorance sees Namuru and he misses Asti Bhati Priya. And a philosopher will see, or a Jivan Mukta, or a realized will say, Asti Bhati Priya, he will say, Namuru he will say. So if you see a woman, what will he say? Atman he will see. Atman is one and same in all. He will see the Atman, not the outer conditioning. Outer conditioning is what? Annamaya, Pranamaya, Manomaya, Vijnanamaya and Annamayako, he has transcended that. So changes will happen in vision inside, not outside. Changes will happen inside. Next question, Gurudev said, how do we make our intellect subtle? Subtle intellect means that intellect which is not running headlong to crash into sense objects. A mind... intellect not running this side in sense object. Many times I've said, when your mind is reveling in the world, it is collecting impurity. When the mind is reveling in Lord, it is becoming pure. Isko pakad ke rakh lo. when the mind is reveling in the world, it is collecting impurities. When the same mind is reveling in Lord, it becomes pure. That intellect which is not functioning under the pressure of its vasanas, the intellect which is fully redeemed from their deadening pressure, is a subtle intellect. What is subtle intellect? That you have totally withdrawn from this. Your mind is no more pressurized by vasanas. Slowly, slowly, your mind is getting purified. Vasanas are removed through the dedicated activity Niskam Karma. Aagya? Niskam Karmaya? Karma Yoga? How will purify your mind? By? Karma. What is Karma Yoga? Lord has come. You see, I have to purify my mind, and my mind is going outside for 24 hours. 6 ghanta sote hain, 18 hours it is in the world. But I do some japa, I do some puja, I do tirtha brahman and all that. But that is for a few moments, few minutes. And rest of the time the mind is in the world. So the mind will become impure or pure? How can I make my mind pure while acting in the world? Karma Yoga. So in each action, if all the actions are done for the happiness of the Lord, in the back of your mind, the Lord is always present here. While you are acting in the world, still the mind is with the Lord. Oh, I am going to tell lie. Why didn't you come to Vivek Churamani class? Mind is, no, you should tell the truth. I overslept. I could not get up. So now you tell me which one is the best purifier of your mind. Did you understand the science? Karma Yoga is the best purifier. Therefore, Lord in Bhagavad Gita says, Karma Yoga to Arjuna. He gave the knowledge. Knowledge didn't happen. He understood there is a blockage. What is the blockage? The vasana is there, and the vasana can be exhausted only by do karma yoga. Best purifier is karma yoga, niskam karma. With such a purified intellect, we will be able to recognize that divine factor which remains when the five kosas have been transcended. Dekho, do step aagya ki nahi? Gurudev has summarized in that. Only two things are required. When the mind is purified, what will happen? We will be able to recognize that divine factor. It will happen instantly. Instantly it will happen. It's not that there is a gap. After Shravan, you will go home, manan karenge. Then I will come to know that the Atman is with me. No. It should happen in the Shravan Kal itself. Instant it will happen when the mind is purified. How will you purify your mind? When the mind is with the Lord. What are the methods of making the mind reveling in the Lord? Puja, japa, tirth brahman, ganga snan, all these things. Scriptures reading about Bhagwan. Bhagavat, mind is reveling in Bhagwan only. But the best method is, now you will be able to convince everybody the best method of purifying mind is? Because 24 hours you are remembering Lord. Now it is said, that tattva is sakshi, and sakshi is also not final. It is a relative term. Now Shankaracharya is going to blast sakshi also. Don't get frightened.
Tat sakshikam bhavet tat tad तत्साक्षिकं भवेत् तत्यद् यद्यद्येनानुभूयते यद्यद्येनानुभूयते कस्याप्यननु ननुभूतार्थे कस्याप्यननुभूतार्थे साक्षीत्वं नोपयुज्यते साक्षीत्वं नोपयुज्यते तत्साक्षिकं भवेत् तत्तद् यद्यद्येनानुभूयते कस्याप्यननुभूतार्थे साक्षीत्वं नोपयुज्यते.
This is a wonderful verse explaining what is this sakshi. Tat sakshikam bhave tat tat yat yat yena anubhuyate. Tat means this. Sakshikam means witness of itself. Bhavet is tat tat all that. Yat yat all that which. Yena that by which. Anubhuyate is experienced. That which is witnessed by something else has letter as its witness. That which is witnessed by something. So letter becomes witness of that. Did you get it? That which is witnessed by something. So this pencil is being witnessed by I. So, I is the sakshi of this pencil. That which is witnessed by something else has the letter as its witness. So, sakshi, what is the definition of sakshi? Antakaran upahit chetan. A chetan which has got a conditioning which is called antakaran. Antakaran. He has got a conditioning. Therefore, whatever is happening in this conditioning, he is able to witness. So what happens in the antakaran? Inner equipment, thoughts are there. It all modifications are there. So who is seeing this all modification? Sakshi. That sakshi is seeing all the modification, the emotions and the thoughts, everything which is coming in our mind. He is witnessing everything. So suppose there is nothing to be witnessed. Can we call it sakshi? It will witness itself, but can we call him sakshi now? Suppose I am a teacher and the students are sitting. If no student is there, can I call myself teacher? No. I am seeing a match. If there is no match, can I say I am witnessing, I am seeing a match? No. Similarly, if there is nothing, if the antakaran is dissolved, negated, then can I call him sakshi? It is the same chetan. I am telling you, the chetan with the same conditioning and with the different atmosphere, it is name is given different. It is Shuddha chetan. When it is with the conditioning of antakaran, we call it sakshi. When this chetan is identified with this antakaran, we call it jiva. It is the same chetan. Same chetan. He becomes jiva. Why has become jiva? Identified with antakaran. Now when this is negated, this antakaran is negated, manomaya, vijnanamaya kosha is negated, it is not there, can I call it a sakshi? No. Gaya sakshi. Sakshi is there. Now we are going, becoming more subtle. In deep sleep it is there. In deep sleep it is there. Now we are thinking, we are trying to analyze. If the student is not there, I cannot call myself. If I am not married, I cannot call myself husband.
So if I don't have a patient, I cannot call myself a doctor?
At least in the at least when you are in the home, you are not doctor. In the office.
I didn't have a patient, I would be a doctor. I don't know. When I go home, I'm still a doctor.
You're still a doctor. No, you make it more subtle. Try to think. This Sakshi, it is the same Chetan, you know. We are trying to reach to the ultimate Chetan. Ultimate Chetan we are trying to reach. This Chetan, we have studied what is Sakshi, what is Jiva. This much we have studied. So now we want to go beyond. When you have to go beyond this five kosha, means this Sakshi, which has got a conditioning, that is Antakaran. Antakaran means the mind and intellect. Now we have dissolved that also. We have negated that also. If that is also negated, can you see that he is a Sakshi of what? There is no object. When you go beyond the world, when you are in the meditation, go beyond all the five koshas, there is nothing. Only that existence, consciousness and bliss is there. Can you say that Atman, that pure Chetan is Sakshi? It's not there. World is not there. From the ultimate level, when the world is not there, can you say? Now, like the sun is said as a loka chachu. Why it is said loka chachu? Because the earth is there. Suppose the earth is not there. Can we call him, he is a loka chachu? No. We can't say. Similarly, this Chetan, which is Sakshi, it's called Sakshi when it has got a conditioning. When I take out the conditioning, go beyond the conditioning, what remains? Shuddham remains. Kasya api anunu bhutarthe sakshitvam na upayujyate. Kasya, kasya api, to anyone, ananu bhutarthe. When the object is not known, sachitam, witnesshood, na upayujyate, is not possible. When there is no entity to witness a thing, we cannot say that it has been witnessed at all. When the object is not there, nothing to be seen, then how can you say he is witness? There is nothing. You have gone beyond five koshas. Whole world is negated.
You need two to have witnessing and witness. When there is only one, how can you have relationship?
There is nothing. You have transcended everything. The whole world is transcended, negated. You see, the first you have to see him outside. You cannot see him outside. You have to see him inside. So when you have to see inside, what you have to do? You have to negate five koshas. When you negate five koshas, it is there. Because that is giving us sentiency. That is illuminating our own thoughts. In Keno Upanishad, we have seen. What is that word? In each thought is illuminating. Pratibodha viditam. Pratibodha in each thought. But we are so extrovert that we see the thought, but we don't see the illuminator of thought. Each thought is illuminating. But we see the thought only, not the illuminator. So there is no meaning in speaking of a witness who perceives. When there is no object, how can you say he is Sakshi? Kuch hai nahi. Brahman alone is there. There is no world. Can you call Brahman as a Sakshi when the world is not there? Can you say sun as a loka chachu when the earth is not there? No. Whole idea is to we have to reach to that ultimate. So we are trying to remove the Sakshi also. Who is this Sakshi? Now it will be said. Is the Sakshi part of our thought? Yes. Not exactly the part of thought. Thought is different. He is the illuminator. It is different. He is not part of thought. Thoughts are inert. That Sakshi is illuminating all thoughts. In court we have got Sakshi. He has seen something, therefore he has come to the court to witness, standing in the witness box. Somebody has not seen. Will he go there and stand in the witness box that I have seen this incident? No. Same way, Atman, with relation to Vritti, it is Sakshi. So continuing the same thought, further elaboration, next verse.
असौ स्वसाक्षी को भावः
साक्षी को भावः
यतस्वेनानुभूयते
यतस्वेनानुभूयते
अतः परं स्वयं साक्षात् प्रत्यगात्मान चेतरः असौ साक्षिको असौ स्वसाक्षिको भावः यतस्वेनानुभूयते अतः परं स्वयं साक्षात् प्रत्यगात्मान चेतरः.
So having enunciated this general rule, the guru applies it to the present context. Shishi is there, he is explaining. He says, asau swa sachikah bhava yatah svena anubhuyate. Asau, this. Swa sachikah. You see now the word little bit changed. Swa sachikah. He has become sakshi of its own. Swa sachikah, being witness of itself. Bhava, the nature. Yatah, since. Sven, by itself. Anubhuyate is realized. This Atman is witness of itself. For it is realized only by itself. Asau swa sakshi ka, this sakshi. Who is witnessing sakshi? Itself. It's itself is witnessing. So Gurudev writes, similarly, the consciousness is a witness of all that happens at the body, mind and intellect level. When the body, mind and intellect is the conditioning is there, then it is witness. When the body, mind and intellect and equipments are no more functioning, that means he has transcended. There can be neither inner or outer experiences, then the self cannot be the sakshi. Aap sakshi nahi raha. Why sakshi is not there? We have transcended. That conditioning is transcended. There is no conditioning. What can it witness? All that can be said is that it realizes itself, swa-sakshi. In Manduk Upanishad, it is said, ajam ajena gena sarvagam parichakshate. Ajam, ajam means that unborn. Ajena by aja. Who is aja? That Brahman itself, that ajen which is not born, can be known by again, ajin, by that Brahman. Gena sarvagyam parichakshate. Ajam Paramatma is known by ajam. Is witnessing itself. Very good. So who is illuminating sun? Sun itself, is it not so? For seeing sun, we don't need another light. Sun is illumining itself. Similarly, that self is emulating itself. Yata swanubhuyate, it is realized by itself. We cannot realize Chetan with instrument BMI. With BMI you cannot do. We experience our existence by that existence only. Are you existing? Yes. How do you say? Because that existence is present in me. By that only we are saying we are existing. So what is the nature of that existence? That Sakshi, Swasakshi, nature. In Mandukati says, na nirodo nacha utpatti, na baddho nacha sadhaka, na mumuchum vai mukta, itte sa paramartata. There is no dissolution, na nirodha, no dissolution. Na utpatti, there is no birth. Na baddho, there is no bondage, no koi, there is no aisa nahi, aisa, I am bound. Na sadhaka, there is nobody striving for mukti. Na mumukshu, no aspirant for wisdom, neither hankering for liberation. Wa mukta or liberator, ittesa. Kuch bhi nahi hai. There is nothing there. This alone is the supreme truth. Indriksha vivek you will find. Na udeti na astameti es na briddhim na chayam swayam vivati atha jnani vase sadhanam bina. Na udeti. No coming into existence. Sun is rising, udeti, nastam, no setting. Na briddhi na sham, there is no increase in that. Meri atma badi ho gayi hai. Nahi. No chayam, there is no decay in atma. Sam vivati atha anyani bhase sadhan bina. Sam vivati is self-effulgent. And it illumines everything other also. Atah param swayam sakshat pratyag atma na chaitara. Atah therefore param supreme swayam itself sakshat directly pratyag atma the subject self na not cha and itara something else. Hence atman itself is supreme brahma nothing else. Dekho, now we are connecting to Brahman. You see? The atman which was sakshi with a conditioning, illuminating our thoughts. Now when we transcend our mind and intellect, then that conditioning is not there. What has become? It has become swasakshi. It is illuminating itself, like sun is illuminating itself. So see, for seeing that Atman, you don't need any other instrument to know. We always want to know that Atman with our BMI, with the mind and intellect. Usko pakadna hai. Like that. It will not happen like that. Swasakshi. So after negating five kos, what remains is sunya. One who is negating five kos, he remains. So sakshi is relative. What we have to know is sakshi is relative. Premalji is doctor in his office. Premalji, when he comes home, then he is no more doctor. His qualification is there. But the profession will be always in the office. In the home, he will become father, he will become husband. The different caps he will wear. Different conditioning. So Atman by itself is experiencing Atma Tattva. No one can prove Atma Tattva. Our existence prove existence, our existence. No one can prove Atma Tattva. If somebody tells you, humko Atma dikhao, tab hum manenge. No, it is impossible. You cannot show anybody Atma Tattva. Impossible. Deepak, the lamp proves its own existence. Na deepasya anyadi pecha yatha swatma prakasate. A lighted lamp is not required to see a lamp. Did you get it? So self-immolating that Atman, for seeing that Atma Tattva, you don't need any other BMI or equipment or any other instrument to see that. You don't need it. So same way, Atman is itself, knowledge itself needs no other knowledge to know it. So Vedanta talks about self, how, when, where can I experience it? It is every moment. Pratibodh viditam. It should happen here and now. It should happen in Sravankal. No reflection is needed. It's not that I will go and read the verses again. Then I will come to know what is Atman. No. It should happen here and now. No manan needed. It is further cleared in verse number 217. We just read it, see the meaning, word meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Jagrat swapna sushuptishu sphutataram.
Jagrat swapna
sushuptishu sphutataram. Yosau samujrimbate. Samujrimbate. Pratyagrupataya sadahamahamiti. Pratyagrupataya sadahamahamiti. Antaspuranaikadha. Antaspuranaikadha. Nanakara vikara bhaginaiman. Nanakara vikara bhaginaiman. Pashyannaham dhimukhan. Pashyannaham dhimukhan. Nityananda chidatmana spuratitam. Nityananda chidatmana spuratitam. Vidhi swametam hridi. Vidhi swametam hridi. Jagrat swapna sushuptishu sputataram. Yosau samujrimbate. Pratyagrupataya sadahamahamiti. Antaspuranaikadha. Nanakara vikara bhaginaiman. Pashyannaham dhimukhan. Nityananda chidatmana spuratitam. Vidhi swametam hridi.
So there are two printing mistakes in this verse. In second line you will find the last verse sapuran. It is furan. Half sa, not full sa. Last word of second line sapuran eikadha. That is half sa, not full. Then again in the fourth line you will find sapurati. That is purati, not sapurati. It is said jagrat sapna suptichu sputataram. Sputataram clearly. In the jagrat, in the waking state, dream state and deep sleep state, sputataram yaso sam ujrambate. It is clearly manifest. In all three states, it clearly manifest. Pratyaga rupata, how? In the inner self. Sada aham aham iti antaspuran eikada. It's continuously saying aham 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 aham. In each and every breath it is saying aham aham aham. We are so extrovert we are not able to see or hear that aham aham aham. In each breath it is saying soham soham, you know. Nana akar vikar bhage niman paschan aham di mukan. Nana akar vikar. All the modifications, the different thoughts, these are all coming and it is all being illumined by that. By aham di mukan, nityananda. It is nityananda, eternal ananda, nityananda. Chidatmana spurati tam vidhi swam etam hridi. It is in your hridaya. That Satchidananda is there in your hridaya. It is here. We have to realize that. We will see in detail in our next class. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.